I'm trying to capture the bubbling of a pan of lasagna sauce, mincy chunkiness. And this is a recipe. So if you want to know how to make a very high quality and delicious vegetarian lasagna, you need to go and get something to write down. Or you could listen to this throughout and then listen to it again should you want to write down the ingredients and how to make it. This is a top secret recipe about to be released into the ether, into the public. And I've had to beg, borrow and beat my wife to give this recipe up. So if you want to create enough vegetarian lasagna for four people, bearing in mind that if you are a vegetarian or known to be a vegetarian to the government now, you will be flagged. I don't know if you saw in Twitter, the Liberal Democrats were talking about how on some flights, if you put down that you want a vegetarian meal, it would be kind of a black mark against you and that you could well be deemed a suspected terrorist. So bear this in mind. You don't have to wear a balaclava when you're cooking, but sometimes it helps to stop the onion fumes to go in your eyes. So, vegetarian lasagna for four people. This isn't taken from the Anarchist Cookbook. This is taken from a post-it note. One large onion, red or white. 200 odd grams of mushrooms. 200 odd grams of real eat veggie mince. We've tried different veggie mince, but this seems to be by far the best. And it kind of comes in a frozen bag. You'll find it in the freezer departments. If you're in the UK, you'll have to experiment if you're in any other country. 2 cloves of garlic. 2 cans of chopped tomatoes. 3 good squeezes of tomato puree. Can't give any exact measurements there. It changes regularly. Fresh basil. Now you can either pick it off your window plant like we do and then freeze it, or you can just pick it from the garden, but fresh is better. You can use dried, but go for fresh. It tastes so much better. 3 dried bay leaves, then a good sprinkling of Italian mixed herbs, salt and pepper, glug of Worcestershire sauce, and of course a little bit or a lot, depending on how much you want, of red wine. I'm using Jacob's Creek Shiraz, but you can use whatever you want. But the red wine really does go to make it just mwah. Okay, so you can either use a jar of bechamel sauce or make your own sauce. Making the sauce always gets a bit messier in this house, so sometimes it's just as easy to get a jar going. Then about 100 grams of lasagna sheets. They come in various shapes and colours and sizes. So about 100 grams. I normally like just the white basic sheets. That's what my grandmother, being Italian, always used to use. And I think they're better than the green and brown, unless you want something really, really wholemeal-y. So sliced mozzarella, grated cheese and parmesan to kind of finish off. Sounds like a lot of cheese there, but it just really goes to top things nicely. So fry the dry ingredients that have been mentioned, including your mince, of course. Sometimes it's handy to do the mushrooms separate, as you know, when you're frying mushrooms. Then add the wet ingredients. Then simmer it down. My mouth's watering just talking about this. Simmer it down so that you get a real nice thick lasagna sauce, so that when you come to layering later, it doesn't, you know, it's not runny in any way. Then once it's thickened, you're ready to start doing the layering. So you've got your lasagna tray. Start with the mince, then go lasagna, then go sauce, your bechamel sauce. So then another layer of mince, then your lasagna, then your bechamel sauce. Then you want your lasagna strips, then you want a little bit of sauce. Then you want your cheeses on top of that. So I kind of slice the mozzarella and the grated cheddar, and then a little bit of parmesan just sprinkled on the top, just to give it that little bit of extraness. Cook it for about 40 minutes in a fan-assisted oven, 180 to 200 degrees C. But just keep checking on it. When it starts looking burnt on the sides of the bowl, but crispy brown and delicious on the top, that's when you take it out and you argue over who is going to have the largest portion. I really like it cold, actually, later that night, after you've actually finished the rest of the wine that should have gone into the lasagna. Please bear in mind, this is not a meal for terrorists. This is for vegetarians, and they are not the same kind of people. Enjoy.